Jack, what's it like in the dressing room after a performance like that, a win like that, and what it sets up for you?
Yeah, we're obviously elated. We've had a couple of, I suppose, tight losses, three actually this year. So I think for us to come out on the other end, with a win, and in terms of the circumstances, everyone's just delighted. But yeah, we're feet in the ground and looking forward to next week again.
But you have to celebrate this in spirit. You have to celebrate it as well for what the achievement is. And as Pete said, then at some stage you have to move on to Benetton. But you played them last week, so they're not. You know, you're going to have a fair idea what they are up to.
Yeah, I think we'll enjoy it today or this evening. Again, any game we've played in Italy the last couple of years has always kind of came down to them kind of last 10-15 minutes, similar to what it was last week, similar was this evening. So when you get to these kind of knockout games, it's all about kind of, I suppose, being brave. And I think you kind of saw how we finished the game there, or how we even played throughout that game. It was definitely a mindset in terms of the braveness and in terms of how we played. And it still wasn't perfect yet. We always found our way to get back into the game when we were down by a couple of points.
It was a very open game at times, and it's, look, 70 points were scored, but there was a hard edge to it as well. And Connacht's determination, it just seemed to be a little bit up from maybe what we've seen recently. And I think the pressure you put on was immense. And when you put pressure on, you get mistakes. And when you get mistakes, you can capitalise. And that seemed to be the mindset from minute one from Connacht.
Yeah, I think certainly in the first 40, we were a bit... We obviously were aware of their threats and their backline in terms of how dangerous they were in open field. So we probably respected them too much in that and gave them too much space. And we're probably trying to contain them as opposed to going after them. And I think you saw from the Bolts try, from obviously what we spoke about at halftime in terms of putting more pressure on them with our line speed to keep going. And we got pay for it straight away. So there definitely was a mindset shift. When we came out at halftime, it was more about being aggressive and not to try contain them.
And you're talking about not containing and getting on the front foot. Is that, I'm not going to say it's easy, but is it slightly different mindset in a knockout game to maybe than in an ordinary league game? Does the knockout mean it's flashing a little bit more that, you know, at some stage you're going to have to up the wick a bit here?
I know. I think it's probably just a collective mindset. You know, there's some games where you obviously are wary of the teams in terms of, like you speak about the Lions when we played them, you know, they have these outside threats. And I think the change from us at halftime where we decided, you know, we're going to play on our terms as opposed to trying to play on theirs, I think that's what you saw. But that there's lots of different things in that. It's about time in the tackle. There is about our forward spacing between 10 and 40, so that gives the backs the confidence to go after them. So it's not just saying, oh, let's be brave and going out in ones and twos. There's a massive thing that starts from our collisions being connected in terms of going after them. And I think that was the probably collective thing. It was, you know, Farage has spoken about that he was in different finals throughout his careers, and he may have had regrets at times. And you're never going to regret being brave and going after teams. And I think that's what we looked at halftime, and we then, you know, paid out for us.
It's a 23-man effort, but Bundyaki coming back, his decision making, maybe it's his aura that was, you know, he creates space for other people. But what is it like to have him outside you when, you know, when it's really hard yards out there, and it's just full on pressure, and his experience, how does that play in to what you're doing, and how do you think it plays in to somebody like maybe David Hawkshaw, who's still learning the role at 13 and is quite a young player?
Yeah, I think what you kind of nailed it there in terms of his experience, in terms of, I suppose, as captain, when he kind of comes in, he takes pressure off me in terms of how he sees the game, in terms of what he speaks about in defence and attack. He's a second pair of eyes. Obviously, he's a ball-carrying threat and a ball-carrying threat and a carrying threat. He likes to think he's a kicking threat as well, so he's a triple threat or double threat, I'm not too sure. But what he does is he creates space for the players around him, and then he gets one-on-ones. He's going to get you go for a ball, and then I suppose for opposition, you know, there's such an awareness of him as well and what he brings. So it was great to have him back in terms of what he added to the group, a bit of calmness, but also then how effectively he talks to the group and kind of settles everyone. It's a massive help for me.